Okay, let's begin. We are up to Simin Kuf Dalid Halacha Beis, the top of page Reish Ayin. Page Reish Ayin, the laws of Chol Hamoed. Okay, that's a pretty powerful statement. The amavaza hainu, what does it mean to amavaza the moados? What does that mean? Hainu sheinu mechabed b'machav mishta v'chsus. Three things. You're not mechabed it with clothing, and mishta, eating, v'chsus, and food, drink, and ksus. Three things that must be done in chol hamoed. So a person on chol hamoed, it's a very powerful statement, that a chol hamoed person should wear proper clothing. Proper clothing, not just to wear than ordinary weekday clothing. The proper thing is to wear distinguished clothing, honorable clothing on Chol Hamoed. Many people wear Big Day Shabbos the entire Chol Hamoed. Children not. Children, you don't see parents dressing up the children in Big Day Shabbos. But it says here it's not something to be taken lightly, where it says over here that a person should be wearing the Ein L'Chilul Haba, and the Mechabit means to wear clothing with proper Lulvash Begadim Mechubadim. Halacha Gimel. Okay, Meleches Davar Ha'Aveit. Something will incur a loss. If a person does not do this malach, he will suffer a loss. Yochol asoyz gam al yidei Yisrael acher afilu b'socher. You're allowed to even hire a person to do the work for you, even a Jew. Avol masha ein a davar ha'avod ela shehu tzlitzor ha'moyit. Something which is not a davar ha'avod, but it's something that is necessary. Ein lasos al yidei Yisrael acher b'socher ela al yidei ein Yehudi. You should hire a non-Jew. If it's not a davar ha'avod, it's not going to suffer a loss, but it's something that is necessary. I need this to be done because we need to do some plumbing work. And I'm not going to lose money if we don't do it, but I need it because my children are coming to visit. My family is coming. We need an extra room, and the sink is stuffed. So I need it to be done. So this is saying of every chiddush, lechatchila, you should hire a non-Jewish plumber. You shall not hire a Jewish plumber to do the work for you. That's what it says. If it's a davar ha'aved, if I don't do it, I'm going to suffer a loss. Because there's a leak, and the leak is coming from the sink, or the shower, or whatever it is, and if I don't fix it today, therefore every day it's going to get worse and worse and worse, I'm going to suffer a very loss, then you can call a Jewish plumber to come and fix the problem. But if I'm not going to suffer a loss, just a matter of I need to enhance my living quarters in order to accommodate a guest, or whatever it is, then you should l'chatchila not hire a Jewish worker, you should hire a non-Jew. This is a chiddush. I don't think the average person thinks like this. Okay, this is very what it says in Halacha. If you can't find a non-Jew, if you can't do it yourself and you can't hire a guy, you can't get a guy, you can do it yourself. You can't do it yourself, you're allowed to hire another Jew for money because you have no choice.
Halacha. Working on a pre-existing job.
Yes, no, is it Jewish or not Jewish? Is it Jewish or not Jewish?
You
should stop. You're supposed to stipulate with a Jewish contract, even a non-Jewish contract, you're supposed to stipulate that you should not be working on Chol Hamoed. That's right. Even non-Jewish. Non-Jewish, their leniency is as bekablonus. If it's done a contract, you're not telling him specifically to work for you on Chol Hamoed. You're telling him to get the job done, and you're paying him for the completed work, and he does it on his own. We mentioned yesterday that even that lechatchila is not ideal because there's a degree of maris ayin. Not everyone knows that you pay him by the job instead of paying him by the day. If you're paying him by the day, it's not a lechatchila because it's a yomtiv. It's a partial yomtiv. You're not supposed to have, you're not allowed to do whatever you're not allowed to do yourself. You lechatchila should not tell a guy to do it for you either. Unless it's bekablonus. I'm not telling him to do it, he's doing it for his own benefit. But even though he's doing it for his own benefit, but it's something that's been done publicly, this marasayin. Marasayin, you can be makel when it comes to chol hamoed bidiyavet. That's pretty much the gist of what we learned yesterday. But ideally, it's not the proper thing to do, unless it's tzorchei rabim, for a yeshiva, for a shul institution, that was the exception. The tzarchi rabim, then you're allowed to have the malacha done by non-Jews, even l'chatchila. Okay, halacha dalit, it's a beautiful few halachas, the dalacha d'mut l'asos tavach ha'ovah d'chut dal zedavku im lo'hoi efshal lo'i l'asos k'dim yadim. Even when it comes to a davar avod, it's only if you could not do before yomtiv. The thing is leaking, and you could have had it fixed before yomtiv, and you chose now not to, and now it's yomtiv, and now it's getting worse. You have no excuse. Once you allowed it to suffer loss before yomtiv, and to wait for cholamoid, it's not proper. Avlim choy efshal lo'asos k'dim yomtiv, v'hini choy ad cholamoid, also l'asos b'cholamoid, you're not allowed to go do in cholamoid. Halacha ches. Call malachas vasuas lasais b'cholamoid in yesh kan yisrael she'en lo'ima lechol k'roi l'cholamoid v'yamtif mutar lasos al yoda k'dei she'ye lo'ima lechol. If are you hiring a person to do malach and you're giving another Jew parnasa, okay, I don't need this thing fixed, I don't need this thing to property, but he needs parnasa, and therefore, and he doesn't have what to eat, so then you're allowed to have, you're allowed to hire him to do the malach for you on yamtif in order to give him parnasa. That's an amazing halacha. Because malcham yasa b'tzina, the lechatchila should be done privately. People should not know about it. Should not be. It should not appear to be doing the wrong thing. We also lasosin al yidei in yehudi ach letzarech mitzvah mutter. And if it's not necessary, it's repeating what we learned before. You cannot have a guy do it. That's pashut. It's not necessary. That's really what you really asked. We learned this yesterday. If it's not necessary, you're doing an extension on your house, you should stipulate with the guy that I don't want you to do it on Chol HaMoed. Ach, letzarech mitzvah mutter, but if it's for a shul, an institution, a Jewish institution, then it is mutter to do to a guy. Vav. Afil malacha samutaros asul asoysan b'shvil ein Yehudi, even malachas samutaros in the very chiddush. Things that you're allowed to do. I'm allowed to write. I'm allowed to write. Things that I'm allowed to turn on the lights. It's what it says. Even malachas hamutaros also lasaisan b'shvil ein yehudi. I don't know how far this goes. You're not allowed to do malacha on behalf of a non-Jew. It's only b'shas. It's a chiddush. You can do malacha for yourself, but not for a non-Jew. Zayin. Also lezabel sadeu. You're not allowed to fertilize your field. V'afil lahachnis sham tzayin b'shvil sheyasu sham zevel aser. I'm not doing anything deliberate. I'm just doing it indirectly. I'm bringing in the animals, and the animals are going to lay waste, and that will indirectly fertilize the field. So the labor of bringing the animals into the field, that's also asur chalamoyin. V'afil la'idei enihu the asur. Halacha ches zuriya asura, planting is asur. V'im yesh lo zroim she'im lo yashkein b'mayim yafsidu l'gamri mutla hashkotzam. If you have flowers on Pesach, we have plants in the house, so of course you're allowed to water them that they should not die. That's a davar ha'avit. Tess asa lilosh oylitzah shum davar min ha'mechubi. You're not allowed to cut anything off from ha'mechubi l'karaka. Im lo yiskalkulu ha'peros ad liyach ha'yomtif. If the peros can survive until after yomtif, they're not going to over-ripen and become spoiled. Ikki imashu l'tzach lechel b'mod. The only thing you're allowed to go into the harvest, the things that you need in the cholamoid. Ve'in etzarech l'tzamsem. You don't have to be very precise. You're allowed to be generous. I need an apple, so I can take two apples, because maybe I'll want another apple later on. Ve'in etzarech l'tzamsem elotolish b'harchova in abundance. V'im yoyser yoyser. If you have leftover, you have leftover. V'chein etzim shutzarech l'asach. But if you need one to chop wood, firewood, you can chop the wood. Mutal l'katzam b'mechuber. You can cut them down from mechuber. We also lock it etzim in asadel liafosan la'charisha. But you're not allowed to collect wood from the field in order to prepare the field for plowing. I want to get the field ready for plowing, so I'm going on Chol HaMoed to collect all the wood to get ready. But the reason why you're gathering the wood is because I need it for firewood. For example, even though in the process you're getting a side benefit that now the field is going to be ready for plowing, so one would can argue that you're doing something which is marasain, it looks like you're getting the field ready for plowing. No, but since it's nickel that you're doing it for firewood also, that's mutter. Also, you're allowed to prune trees. If you're pruning, it's not just for the benefit of the tree, but you're also pruning to have little twigs to feed your animal, that's mutter. Another example is if you're doing it on one side. Pruning is only when you do it evenly, an even distribution. But if you prune all the branch on one side, it's obvious you're not doing it for pruning, you're doing it because you need the wood. As long as it's nikkur, there seems to be one common theme which goes through all the laws of Chol HaMoed, and that is Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is a significant halacha. Halacha Yud. Mi sheyesh le gan etzel gan eini Yehudi. If you have a garden that is adjacent to the garden of an Anjuva, eini Yehudi loikid peroisav, and the eini Yehudi is collecting his food, he's harvesting the fruit. Viva Yisrael lo yilkod yavo lidei hefsid mutu loy lelaktam. I don't know the situation, but somehow that if you don't do it, it's gonna the difference between your field and his field somehow is going to affect the environment, and if you don't do it, it's going to rot. So of course it's mutter. Davar ovid v'im heima devarim sheiskalkul betalush im lo yaseh litzarcham gam loch acheres mutter lasas akol devarim shutim. Anything that needs to be done to fruit the malacha that needs to be done in order to preserve it, it should not be devarim is mutter. Afilu droich hanav lasas yain if you have grapes, the grapes, if you don't crush the grapes now and convert the grapes into grape juice, the grapes are going to spoil, and then later after yontif you're not going to be able to make grape juice. Therefore, you're allowed on cholamoy to actually press the grapes and make the grape juice immediately, even though you don't need the grape juice for yontif. If I don't do it now, the grapes are going to spoil. The condition is that don't plan. Don't say, "Listen, next week I'm off from work. I have plenty of time to tend to my vineyard." That is forbidden. Halacha Yud Aleph. This is important halacha. This is much more nagi halacha lemaisa. Asur legaleach bechol hamoyed. You're not allowed to get a haircut on chol hamoyed. There's a serious halacha. Now during Pesach, many people, anyway, it's not okay because Pesach, not everyone is Sfira, so anyway, Sfira starts. But what about on Sukkot? There's no such thing. There's no getting haircuts on Chol HaMoed. I feel Gilch HaSatzman, then you'll tell me why not. The Gemara says why not, because if really the Gemara wanted to allow you to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, take a shave, but they were afraid that if we would allow you to take a shave and a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you would wait. Erev Yom Tov, you would say, what's the big deal? It's only 1 or 2 days, so I'll wait to take a haircut. You can't do. Only reason why you can't do this is a gzera. A person should not be mezalzel in the first days.
Laundry
also. You're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Not because there's anything wrong with doing laundry. You'll leave it for Chol HaMoed. So here a person will argue that since I didn't leave it for Chol HaMoed, I took a haircut. I did take a haircut. But my hair grows very quickly. I want to take another haircut on Chol HaMoed. Doesn't make a difference. I shave in Chol HaMoed. Erev Yom Tov. I want to shave again. It doesn't matter.
That changed because of modern times?
Rav Soloveitchik.
Because people shave every day anyway.
So Rav Soloveitchik, I think Rav Soloveitchik has a heder like that. That since we shave every single day, it's not just we go to work, since we shave every single day, so it's not like the time Chazal, they would shave, they had beards. It wasn't common to shave.
It's trimming.
It was trimming, so you trim it occasionally, once in 30 days. So then when it comes to Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do so. But since the derech is to shave every single day, even twice a day, some people shave twice a day. You have a high profile job, you got to look your best all times of the day. So, okay, there is such a thing. Okay, indeed, there are people
he
that are.
He said, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that you should like shave, if your minig is to shave every day, to shave every second or third day. Like
during Sfira, right, during Sfira. Right. And what about Chol HaMoed?
I don't think he was
Matir.
I don't think he was Matir. I mean, you know, because what's the big deal? You know, in general, most places let
people shave every single day. I know.
I asked him when he was in Avelis.
Yeah,
he's a lawyer, and he does trial law every day.
Yeah.
So I said, I see you wearing a beard. So how do you? He says. He sees like 3 or 4 judges the whole year. It's only a few judges that see, and they all know who he is, and that's it. And they let him go.
Uh-huh.
And he just he shaved twice during the whole year, and that's it. He walked in there. He looked like a real slob because it was a lousy looking beard.
Yeah.
What, the whole year?
He waited. He let the Michael Schaffman.
The whole year?
He let the beard grow like this.
A year? Why a whole year?
2 or 3 times a year. But it looked, I mean, it really looked bad.
Nobody yelled at him? Gyro?
Yeah, he said the judges, he said, they knew already.
After Schlossier, they still
okay.
The judge.
A doctor will not get away with it. Right? Doctors, you got to look your best. More than a lawyer. Much more than a lawyer. What? No?
Depends
where. Maybe, depends where. You have to look. A doctor. All right. Let's go for it. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You can't do it. Go buy new clothing. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed. Undergarments, there are exceptions for undergarments. But not for outer garments. Outer garments, that's it. You have to launder the garments beforehand. Let's go further. Asur, one more time. Asur legaleach becholamoy vafilu gilachatzasma beargami avyamtav elam mishayetzin. The only exception, the Gemara. Everything here is coming from a Gemara and Mishnayis. Elam mishayotzam ibeisoas. A person that was released from prison, he had no opportunity to do so. Vafilu yotzam beargamtav. Even if he left avyamtav, he was fatracht getting out of prison. Elam shalohoyu lepenai legaleach oz. That is the only exception. Okay, let's take a look at the Sh'arim. What?
By himself shaving?
Even if you cut you, yeah, yourself.
You have a
certainly you can't know. It doesn't make a difference. Messiah. It doesn't. It's the same thing.
Of course, it uses kilo.
Yeah. Good point. But the same thing is true for someone else. Going to a barber, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to take a haircut or shave on chol. Chol hamoyet. It is forbidden, even if you took care of yourself before Yom Tov. Now let's see the She'arim Mitzvah of Halacha, starting with Oitz Vav on the previous page. Oitz Vav. Dover Ha'avid Ayin Be'er Hetev. The Safik Dover Ha'avid Na'ami Mutter. What about if it's a Safik? I don't know. Should I go to work today or not? I don't know. Maybe by not showing up at work, something it might set, create a bad impression, and it may lead my contract is up for renewal, and who knows? So why should I play around? Why I have something? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's only a 20% chance that it might have a bad effect on my reputation, my standing with my position at work. So he says, "Afilu safeg dover ha'aved nami mutter." It's a very important principle. It does not have to be a vadai. That's the meaning today. People say people at work today they're very lenient in these things. Stuff everything becomes dover ha'aved. If it's possible, if due to an akum, you get too many your own job, you can't do. But let's say things that you can do due to a goy, ayin b'chsav sefer, shapasak k'magin avram, the mutter legamri ayin sham. V'yam p'megodim, the delivery ha'magin avram, mutter gam b'sofik tzorech ha'moed. Hainu, in the end of korv sheyezel tzorech ha'moed ayin sham. Let's say you don't know your children, are they coming for the last days? You have for them a private apartment in your basement, but the bathroom doesn't work and you need to get a plumber or you want to fix it yourself. Are they coming for the last days? Well, you're still fighting with your mechutanim. Who's going to take it for the last days? Chances are 20% chance they're going to come. 80% chance they're going to go to the mechutanim for the last days. So he says here, the Prima Gadim, it's good enough. 20%, it's enough of a suffix. You can call the plumber, or you can do it yourself to do skill labor to prepare your facility, your basement floor to accommodate them. That's what it says. Vafilu in bein of karav sheyezet, it's possible in bein of karav sheyezet. Rechamor, I am sham. You're allowed to do malacha yourself. Period. Okay, so now not only Dover Ha'aved, it's also Litzorech Hamoed. There are two different things. Litzorech Hamoed is not as good as Dover Ha'aved. Dover Ha'aved is the best. If there's a leak and it's destroying your property, that's the best. But just because I need it for the Moed, that's not as good. That even if it's Litzorech Hamoed and it's not Dover Ha'aved, that's also permitted. Halacha Zayin. Lasos Yayin. If the grapes are going to spoil, if I don't press the grapes, it's mutter. Even though I don't need the wine, I'm not drinking the wine in Chol HaMoed. But if I have to press the grapes, it's mutter. Ayin berheite b'shem shut beis Yaakov, the mutter lishtoif yayin straf lisroif yayin straf. You're allowed to prepare. I think it means literally means to boil, to prepare. You want to make schnapps. How do you make schnapps? What's the process?
Distills.
How do you distill? You boil it. You heat it. So that's what it is. Listra, if you're going to distill it. Yayin sraf. Schnapps, whiskey, b'yesh b'zeh revach gadol. V'nois no. So he's coming to Paskin here, a very controversial idea he's discussing, where it's not a Dover Ha'aved. I'm not going to lose money if I don't go to work. Let's say you want to do Malach, I'm not going to lose money, and I don't need it for Yom Tif, but I have an opportunity like none other.
Big kill.
I have a big kill. If I go into work today and I do my skill labor, I'll make a killing. And what will I do with the money? So it's just because you make a killing, I'm not going to mechal yamtif. There's no heter. There's still no heter. I have an opportunity to make a killing today. Can I go in? And I have plenty of money. Okay, my retirement fund is maxed out. I got nothing to worry about. All my kids have parnas. Everything is good. The dealing of you with I don't know, doesn't exist. Hashem Metzias. Okay, you'll always say it's davar ave. But lu yitzuya. You'll come up with a heichet himsa which doesn't exist, where everyone has parnas, everything is good. I don't need to make the money for yomtiv. It's not davar ave, but I can make a killing today. And what? It's awesome. Clear cut. It's awesome. You're not letting do malacha. But if you'll let me make the killing today, I'll give away most of the money to tzedakah. I got to also take a little for myself, but I'll give away most of the money for aniyim.
Why would you think it's worth it?
That's the question, because it's a tzarech harabim. I'm doing it for a mitzvah. I'm doing it for good reasons. So he says it's
mutter.
Yeah, that's so he says it's mutter. That's what he says. The chiddush. Look, I'll be mechal Shabbos. Let me ask you a question. I'll be mechal Shabbos. I have an opportunity. If I go into work on Shabbos and mechal Shabbos, I'll make a killing. I'll make $1 million, and I'll give it all to the yeshiva. Is a mutter or asa?
Rabbi Mandela.
On Shabbos. A mitzvah baba avera. So it's asa. The money is asa. It's clear as day. There's no excuse. You'll take the yeshiva out of debt. You'll be able to marbitz Torah like none other. Like never before. You'll be able to bring into the yeshiva all these talmidim. It doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. No matter how much money you have to gain, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. On Yom Tov is the same thing. I have an opportunity now on Chol HaMoyeh to make a killing, and with that money, I'm going to give all the money away to a Jewish institution. What is the halacha? It's not Dover Haved, it's not Letzarech Yom Tov. So what is halacha? So he says, Chol HaMoyeh, you can be Megel. You can be Megel, but Yishakov, the Mutter, Listroif, Yayin, the example he gives over here is the person an opportunity to make schnapps, whiskey, Yayin, Tzraf, B'yesh, B'zer, Revach, Godol, great profit, V'noisno, HaRevach, Lohaniyim, to poor people. V'yasu, he holds that you don't do it yourself, try to do it through a guy, V'yasu, Al-Yidei, and Yehudi, Yayin, Sham. V'yayin, B'shud, Shalom, Eshiv, the Mashu, Sham, the Mutter, Yishol, Asus, the Rak, Yishtu, Ktsas, Menu, B'cholomoy, Yayin, Sham, you don't have to even have a guy, you do it yourself. But try to have some benefit. Try at least that you yourself try to make it into Letzarech HaMoed. Try to be nene on Chol HaMoed itself. What?
Take a shot.
Okay. Halacha Ches.
Also, but I remember when I was young listening to the shurim for these stockbrokers talking and the people who were investing, that before Yom Tov, it happened every time, and they said that's why the market went down. Before Yom Tov, there were a lot of people who sold off all their stocks before Yom Tov, only because they were afraid that if the market fluctuated during Yom Tov, they might lose a lot of money too. So
play it safe.
They just sold
play it safe.
A lot of stock and bought it back.
After Yom Tov, play it safe. Very good. Halacha ches, haircuts. What is the law with regard to taking a haircut? The isha sheboileim she. I know what that word is. Sheboilet. Sar michutz. That's a boilet. It's a test, not a mem. Sheboilet. Sar michutz. Litzoif. Mutu lo legalech. Kadesh lo tova lidei michshol. Disar beisha erva. That in case the hair of the natural hair is coming outside of the shetel or her hat, she's allowed to cut, to take a haircut, because that's a serious matter. Sar beisha is erva. Vehevi rai mitaisvis. Aval inefshol lo lechasaisan. Sarachin lohakel ayin sham. Ayin chasam sefer. But if she can cover it, like today, whatever the situation is, then there's no real excuse to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Tess, I feel gilachas atzmei Rav Yom. Even if you took a haircut, the only reason why you're now taking a haircut is because we don't want you to wait. I didn't wait. I took a haircut of Yom Tov, so then why can't I take it again? I took a shader of Yom Tov, so let me take it again. The gzera does not apply to me. I do what I'm supposed to do. It says in Shulchan Aruch, too bad. It doesn't make a difference. Loi plug. I feel gilachas atzmei Rav Yom Tov. Kach eskimu kol ho'ach. Rabbanim the loykid bin loykid noidim Yehuda shehekel bezeh ayde poil she'ein loy ma yoichal. A poil, if you want to go be mahane a barber who does not have what to eat, so let me, I'm not taking haircut for me, I'm also going to derive benefit, but let me at least give him parnasa, he doesn't have what to eat. He holds that it's mutter. Now we don't pass like that. Ayin the chasam sefer v'shut chesed li'avram v'ayin berachas chayim shehev yisham degam anodim Yehuda chozeh bohiyat charata, that you're not allowed to take a haircut no matter what, even if the one that's going to receive the ultimate benefit is the barber. He will have what to eat. He'll have parnasa. It's not an excuse. Doing an aver to yourself. You don't tell a person, do an aver in order that your friend should derive benefit. You don't tell such a principle in halacha. Therefore, cholamoid is not a time to take haircut. It's a takonas chazal. Halacha yud beis. The liktsais hats. Oh, I'm sorry, next page, a new paragraph. A person takes a haircut multiple times. It's impossible. I told you before, this is why people talk about matter. I think I'm not mistaken of Soloveitchik is matter. There is such a thing that if a person like Mizmanazem, when we take shaves, not haircuts. Haircuts, you only take people don't take a haircut every single day, but people shave every single day. So since you ruggle the whole gitam, Xera does not apply, so at the very least you can take a shave before the last day of Yom Tov. And indeed, you definitely see people that are makel in this matter. The reason really why they're makel is not so much because of this, they're makel because they go to work. They have a job where they must look their best. Doctor, lawyer, whatever profession they're in, it's not an acceptable where they work, where they're not clean shaven, so they shave. But the thing is, when they shave, they also shave when they come back from work on Erev Yom Tov. For this reason, once already they're shaving, so it can be Yom Tov, mitoch shaloi lishma, koto lishma. They feel once already I'm shaving for work. Kol Shchina should be allowed to shave for Yom Tov. I don't know if that's an exclusive heter, but over here he gives another heter that since the tam gzir does not apply to them, so there's not the end of the world if they do indeed shave at least the very last day. Ayin shem shem v'yayin bim mishpotei uziel shehisek olof. He disagrees. V'yayin bim Yehuda kama sheheter le'echol ha'holich bein hasorim legal. You go among the princes. You work in the court system, wherever you work. Don't let people know about this. Because once people get, they see other their friends that are shaving on Chol HaMoed, and they may have a heter because of their profession that sets the wrong impression, the wrong tone for other people who do not have an excuse, and they also want to shave. So therefore, don't publicize this halacha. He disagrees and holds that you're not allowed to do it either. And even among the sarim, he seems to be very machmir. Okay, let's go to halacha yudbeis, cutting the nails. Another important halacha, luktsos hatsi pornayim, to cut your nails, gamkin osir, you're not allowed to cut your nails in chol hamoed. Achim kitsasin le'er yamtuf, motu lekatsitsan gam b'chol hamoed. That is the exception. So here we indeed apply that leniency. The only reason why you're not allowed to cut your nails on chol hamoed is because you should have cut them before chol hamoed, before yamtuf. And so therefore, indeed, if here we're lenient that if you did indeed cut your nails before Yom Tov, then you are allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed as well. And a woman who goes to mikvah and needs cut her nails, chanitcha l'tzach tefillah muteres, a woman is allowed to cut her nails l'tzach mitzvah, if a tefillah is muter. Halach yad gimel osur l'chabes shum dover, you're not allowed to launder your clothing. Afilu l'tzarech HaMoed, I need to go and wash out my shirt, send in my suit to the dry cleaners for the last days. Doesn't matter, it's osur ela in lohoya evshla. And the only exception is when there was impossible for you to do it before Yom Tov began. The towels that you use to clean the children, the bibs or the diapers, the shalafim satinoikos, kevin sin shemeshtaninim tadir. Maybe it applies, say, to the baby bibs. Maybe the diapers today, everyone. Some people still have diapers. No, they have a diaper. I read in the article the diaper service that came back, a revival of the diaper service, of the plastic expense. It's very expensive diapers. You can go bankrupt buying diapers. Large families, it's not a cheap thing. But I don't know. I read an article that there's a revival of the old-fashioned diapers. So such a service, such a business. But any event, it says over here that. So, but what about a bib? You ever see these baby bibs? Every other day they got to put on the filthy. You have a kid that's a slob. It's a slob. So you got to keep on washing these things out. So these things is the exception. And from this expands the Poskim. A lot of Poskim say undergarments. Since Baruch Hashem we live in a society where we change our undergarments very often. So and we run out very quickly. So there are definitely Poskim that are matter on Chol HaMoed to wash out undergarments. On Chol HaMoed, when you need to. L'chatchila, not ideal, but if you run out, b'diyeved, you can wash out the undergarments. But it should be done mitzina, yeah.
What about taking out clothing from the dry cleaning?
Yes, the clothing was already cleaned. You're asking a very good question. Let's say you brought the clothing in before Yom Tov, but you didn't have a chance to pick it up. It was ready before Yom Tov, so then yes, because it's already been done. The service already has been done, just a matter of transfer from place to place. Delivery and payment, that is not, you're not, it's not being done. Also, it depends. L'chore, if you gave it to them before Yom Tov, when there was enough time for them to do before Yom Tov, they could have done it, and for whatever strange reason, they
be ready Wednesday, which is Chalamoy.
No, that's a problem. If you tell it to be ready in Chalamoy, so they're basically, but you're consenting, I'm giving you the clothing, then you should do it on Yom Tov itself, or do it in Chalamoy. So that's forbidden. That's even the problem of Amul Yaakov. That's even the problem of Amul, it's even worse. Forget about the problem of Chalamoy, that's the problem of Amul Yaakov. But let's say you give it to them, we're closed, the first weekend of Saturday. We're closed Saturday. And Sunday is the first day of Chol HaMoed. It'll be ready Tuesday, because basically we're going to do it on Monday. So then you're telling them to do it for you on Chol HaMoed. So there's no Amir Yaakov, but there's Kibbutz. That is.
She might be closed Saturday, but the host.
Okay, but that appears to be forbidden. It appears to be forbidden. Okay, halacha also lechabes. One more time, halacha Yud Gimel also. We did it right. Halacha Yudal. Just a few halachas. Yudal called over Shul Tzorch Lefua. Mutter lasayis bein laadam bein lebehema refu. Of course, is mutter on Chol HaMoed, even for animals. You can take the animal to the vet on Chol HaMoed. Tes vav. If you don't write them down, you're going to forget them. You want to make calculations. People come to the store, they buy things, you must write them down. Mutu lechosvam, you're allowed to write them down. We shouldn't have it over ha'ovud, pashut. V'chein mashul tzorchamoid, mutu lechosvam, you'll make a list, a shopping list, what you need to purchase for the last days. Mutu, avul shor, davar, also lechtoiv, you're not allowed to write for no reason whatsoever. That's called a malacha. L'chor, yes, that's a davar hamitzvah. That's tzarchei mitzvah. We learned above tzarchei mitzvah is mutter. Avol shor davar haser also lichtav ve'igeres shloim shachais vadam lechaveri noigim lichtav b'shinik tzas tahainu shachaisim shua rishayna akuma. Strange thing that if you want to write a friendly letter, who writes letters today anymore? You write return cards. People write return cards. Still, that's still in style. Right? Yeah, nice chasana, a bar mitzvah. They leave it blank. It's much more classy when you don't have the little blank line. Will attend.
Check one. Attend.
Oh, that's the pits. That's the pits. Well, there a box. Box is the check. Simchas chasana. Mikala. Chuppah only, meal only, all of the above, none of the above. How? Yeah, how low class can you get? What kind of? I don't know. That's no time. I don't know. To me, it doesn't have any time. To each his own. Okay, but is that called the Igeres Shlemim? Is that called the Igeres Shlemim? I don't know. What would you say? I mean, I don't know what the answer is. If you want to write a return card, you're invited to a wedding, and they have a nice blank space to write a beautiful language. Is that called an Igeres Shlemim? So it says in the Chol HaMoed lechatchila, you should not write a Igeres Shlemim. If you want to write it, you should write a shinui. Check and closed, right? And part of the questionnaire on someone invites you to the chasana. Check and closed. Bill me later. Better credit card information. All right. So here is. This is the so. I think this is an application of this halacha. If you get a letter, a wedding, an invitation to a wedding, or to a bar mitzvah, to a simcha, and you want to reply, l'chor, this is called nigera shleiman, is it not? Yeah. If you want to, so it says that on Chol HaMoed. It says. Why did you invite me?
Well, you got to, I don't know, it's not in 9 days.
So it says here that you can do it b'diyavad, but you have to do it with derech shinui. You have to do it with... Oh, it's very late. I don't know what it is. And once already you're allowed to write, you're allowed to prepare the quill and the diyoy. If you ever took a course in Safros, it's a very big avodah to get ready the kulmas. You gotta. It takes a lot of practice to prepare the kulmas and the diyoy just to write. You have to eat enough water, not too much water. Not, depends on the time of the year. It's humid outside. It's cold outside. It's a big avodah. It's a lot of work to get ready. We take for granted you have a pen, you write something, but it was a big avodah. Anytime that you're allowed to write, you're also allowed to prepare the kulmas and the diyoy. Okay, there's a lot more to. We'll stop here. Take a short break.